So welcome. I see some veterans, some longstanding members of the group and the video calls, and then some new members as well, which I'm really excited about. So this is going to be a great call because everybody's going to get to know each other a little bit better. And then for those of you who are new, you can kind of feel out how these awesome group calls go and how much support and exploration that happens here. So I'm so grateful for all of you taking the time to be with me this evening. So I will go over the kind of the format of these calls just briefly because several of you are first timers, and then we'll go ahead and jump in. So the first thing we do is an introduction round. So I do anticipate having another three ladies with us. So we'll keep this introduction round to maybe like 20, 30 seconds. Sometimes we have more time to kind of elaborate on ourselves if it's a smaller group, but tonight we'll keep it kind of short. And so the introduction, there's four elements to it: your name, your location, something you're grateful for, and then actually let's just do, oh yeah, and how you're feeling. Let's do the how you're feeling as well. So name, location, gratitude, and how you're feeling right now, like physically, energetically, like, you know, exhausted, tired, energized, nervous, whatever. So we'll do the introduction round, and then I will go ahead and for about 5 or 10 minutes, I'll do some Q&A. So you're welcome to ask like anything about anything from the workbooks, from previous calls, from the Facebook group, you know, life stuff. So feel free to take advantage of that, get some laser coaching. And then we're going to go ahead and segue into the how to navigate transitions part of the call. So that's going to be the majority of our conversation and our time together. So I will at that point invite each of you to share what's up for you in terms of transitions. Like, are you in the middle of a transition? Are you about to go through something? Did you just go through one? Maybe all of it. So we'll take a couple of minutes for each of you to share anything, kind of, you know, keeping it poignant because there are several of us on the call. But we want to hear where everybody's at in terms of transitions so that after we go through some of the materials via the screen share, then for the latter half hour of our call, we'll go ahead and do a group activity where each of you gets to support another member of the tribe in honing in on one of the elements that's helpful for transitioning. So, and then we'll wrap out. Any questions before we get started? Hi, Leila. Yay. Any questions at all? Good. Okay, cool. All right. So introduction round. I'll go ahead and kick it off. I am Fawn and I'm in Sandpoint, Idaho. I just got home number one. And this is where I grew up. So I just arrived yesterday, super early in the morning with my little puppy who flew with me all the way from Mexico, and he was so good. So I'm really grateful to be home, grateful that my puppy's here with me. Maybe he'll make a little appearance. He's napping underneath me right now. And I'm just feeling really great, like physically, emotionally, so positive, and also so grateful that all of you are here and that we get to all connect this evening and you get to meet each other. Like, it just, this is like why I do what I do. So I'm super pumped. All right, so I will pass the baton over to, let's see here. I'll go, Kim, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Kim. I am in Youngstown, Ohio, where it is, mind you, 89 degrees today.
Ooh.
And let's see. I am feeling actually pretty good. So got a lot
Awesome.
going on, but good overall.
Yeah, awesome. Anything specific you're grateful for that you want to offer up?
Summer school is over.
Oh, yes. Nice. The teacher finally gets some free time. Awesome. Yay. Thanks for the introduction. So good to see you. Kim, Ren, and Layla are all three longstanding members of this group. I think each of you have been in on these calls for like over a year. So it's really nice to have the the pillars here as well. Ren, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everybody. I'm Ren. I'm just outside of Rockford, Illinois, where it is not 89 degrees today, thankfully, but tomorrow it probably will be. I'm grateful I got to have lunch with a friend today, and then after that, I got to go connect with some other people in the community that I don't usually get to. And I'm feeling really good today. I'm a little, maybe a little bit of overwhelm, but not too much, but just generally kind of awesome. It's been a really good day.
Yay. Hell yes to that.
Yeah.
And hell yes to getting some time in with friends and filling that social cup. You know, I know that all of us are so, most of us are so busy, and that's something that comes up a lot is like, I need more time with my, you know, my social fix to see my people. So I'm really happy that you made time for that, Ren. That's awesome. Layla, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, my name is Layla. I'm in, hello. I'm in Da Nang, Vietnam, and I am grateful for the beach. I get to go there every morning, so I'm very grateful for being so close to the water. I've never lived so close to the water before here, or this close at least. And I'm feeling good. I'm a little tired. It's early here, but I feel very good to be on the call. And feeling good, feeling grateful.
Yay. Thank you so much for joining us. And good morning. I always appreciate that you rise early halfway around the world to join us on these calls. It's so meaningful. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you. And Samantha, would you be willing to introduce yourself? If you're not driving, you might be driving or commuting. Sure. Okay. I'll go ahead and go to Tiffany.
Hi. Okay. So my camera's not working for some weird reason, but I'm going to get that fixed before our next call. My name is Tiffany. I'm currently in Los Angeles, but like far northeast of Los Angeles in the desert. So it's pretty hot here too. And I am grateful today for... my cousin is getting married and I'm going to her bridal shower this weekend. So I'm grateful for spending time with her because I don't get to see her a lot. So, And I'm feeling day-to-day changes, but today I'm feeling pretty good. Still definitely a little overwhelmed. So, but good.
Yeah. Thanks for being here with us in the midst of all of that and all the question marks and things that are up for you. Much appreciated. Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. Let's see. And Ashley, welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ashley. I am in Los Angeles as well. I'm not quite the far northeast desert. It's not that hot in here. I'm in Westwood. And today I'm grateful for being able to work from home today because it's been a really long week and I just needed that. I have a crazy commute, so it helps when I work from home. And I'm also grateful that I get to join this call because of that. So that's cool. And then today I'm feeling really good. I have no reason in particular, but it's been a good day. Nothing crazy or out of the ordinary, but I'm just feeling good. So.
Excellent. Yay. So happy to hear that. And yay for working from home. We can, right? Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Always. Thanks, Ash. And Emily, hi, so good to see you.
Hi, guys. I'm Emily. I think I've only been to like one other call before this, so I'm relatively new still. And I'm so grateful for so many things. Just got married, and we had just one of the most amazing days, and I'm still kind of just like on like the wings of that a little bit, even
Yay.
Though I'm also going through a lot of life transitions at the moment. So I'm also grateful for all of those things too, because they're just teaching me a lot and pushing me in ways that I've never been pushed before. So okay, what was the next question? I can't remember.
Gratitude and how you're feeling.
Today was a pretty hectic day, and I did have like some interesting stuff that happened today, but I'm really grateful to be here now. And I got to teach a private lesson after work today to a client of mine, and she always lifts my mood when I'm feeling down. And I'm just so happy to like make it home and enjoy the call today.
Yay, awesome. Everybody, let's congratulate Emily on her recent marriage. Yay! So exciting. So happy for you. I saw some of your photos on Facebook and I was like, oh my gosh. So
beautiful.
Oh, how exciting. Yay. Layla got married almost or a little over a year ago. And yeah, it's like a lot. Well, several of you or several of the women in the tribe, I get to coach through the transition of marriage. Like it just so happens that, you know, people reach out for coaching before they get married and like change their lives up. So yeah, there's so much celebration and so much positivity. Yay. Awesome. And let's see here, Samantha, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but you are welcome to introduce yourself if you are able to. Otherwise, maybe I'll just say a couple things. Gotcha. Okay. You might be unavailable. So Samantha is also new to the tribe as of, I think, a month and a half ago. She reached out to me. We were in choir together in high school, and then we lost touch for 15 or 17 years or however long that is. And now I get to support her through some of the major transitions that she's going through, and I'm super honored. So she's a local gal that I've known for a long time that I now have the blessing of working with. So it's exciting. Okay, so welcome all of you for whom this is your first call. So Ashley, Tiffany, Samantha, Emily, this is your second. So I so appreciate you all for making the time to be here. I know that we all have a lot going on, and I celebrate you taking your personal development and your coaching journey seriously and committing to it and taking the time to be here in community, because one-on-one coaching is wonderful, super powerful, life-changing, and being in group with other women, with other people, but especially being in group with other women, I've observed over the course of 15 years of being in various groups and then in creating this one, that some of the most powerful transformation comes when we feel supported and safe and vulnerable and know that we have other people that are at our backs and that we can, you know, kind of open up around and get feedback from. So this is a safe space. This is a wonderful, fun, awesome tribe. And we're very kickback. We're very casual, but we're also really invested in gleaning as much as we can from these conversations and these calls. So it's a huge celebration to have all of you here, new and old. Yay. Okay, so let's go ahead and shift into some Q&A. So for 5 or 10 minutes, I welcome anybody to offer up any questions that they're having, and or if you have been working through something and you recently had like a breakthrough, or maybe you like did the thing that you were afraid of doing or had, you know, like planned to do, if you want to share something that you've just recently accomplished or that you're about to do, that's all welcome. If you have any questions about what we've been talking about in coaching or the workbooks or anything at all, you're welcome to offer that up here. And you can source feedback from the group and say like, hey guys, like, does anybody have any experience around this thing? Or you're also welcome to kind of offer up your question to me, and I'm happy to give you feedback. And then anybody else who would like to chime in is welcome to do so as well. The one thing I want to specify is that we want to be careful about crosstalk in the form of like giving advice or like, you should do this, or like, I did this, so you should, or, you know, so there's no judgment in this group. There's no like directive in terms of like telling each other what to do. It's a space of exploration and empowering each other. So that being said, anybody have a let's start with questions. Anyone have a question about anything? Okay. I don't believe you, ladies. Someone's got to have a question about something.
I guess because I was emailing you, I emailed you a couple questions, so I don't know if that's a good place to start.
Is this Tiffany?
Yeah.
The question you emailed me was great. If you want to offer that up, that's great. And that will kind of prime the conversation for later. Thank you. Yeah.
So I'm like super new. So I'm like still working on my welcome workbook and everything. So I'm definitely good. Like still in so much transition right now. And I'm not even sure like what kind of transition I'm trying to take, but I just started a new career. And it's a really great.
Oh no, Tiffany. Did she just drop? You guys can't see her anymore either, can you? Oh, we lost her. Okay, well, we'll hold space for Tiffany's continued question. If she doesn't hop back on, I'll share her question because it was a good one. Anybody else have a question or share? Oh, there she is.
Okay, I think I lost you guys, but can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Weird. Anyway, but yeah, so I was just saying like it's a good paying career, good benefits and everything, but I'm kind of, now that I've really started it, I'm like about 2 months in, kind of having second thoughts about whether it's like the path for me. So my questions I had were, you know, thinking about transitioning out of it, maybe, I just have all these questions running through my head and, you know, how do you handle or ignore that voice in your head? I don't know if ignoring it's a good thing, but you know, it's like saying like, what if I leave too soon and regret it? What if I leave and end up always, you know, not finding something I truly love or struggling financially, and this could have been the best option I had, like all those negative thoughts that just run through your head when you're making changes or thinking about making changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for offering that up. Who can relate with what Tiffany is sharing right now? I was like, what if, right? Yeah. Tiff, I don't know if you can see us, but we're all raising our hands.
Yeah. I can see you guys. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Those questions around like, you know, opportunity cost is a technical term for it, but that uncertainty around like, what if I'm giving up something that when I look back was the thing I should have stayed with, right?
Or
would have been the best fit for me. So it's an excellent question. And that's certainly something that we'll touch on this evening. And as those of you who have worked with me for a while know, the more that you learn about your values and what really matters to you, and the more that we unpack what gremlins and fears really are and learn how to navigate them, and also do some work around abundance and scarcity, right? Like, am I operating from an abundant mindset, an empowered mindset, or a scarcity mindset and disempowered mindset? So I'm kind of like name dropping all these things right now, but these are certainly themes that we talk about in the coaching in the program and on previous group calls. So you've got an enormous resource bank there ahead of you, but we'll be talking about that tonight. We'll be touching on that tonight for sure, because that's a really common thing of like, I don't know.
Awesome.
Thanks for offering that up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a question or a share about kind of general or not general, but specific things related to your coaching journey? Yay, thanks, Em.
So I'm in the midst of transition myself. Going to be finishing 5.5 years at my current job and transitioning out to California in the next 3 months, well, 3 or 4 months. And it's all coming up really quickly. And it feels like a lot of excitement, and I have so much gratitude and so much excitement for the next phase, but it also like brings up a lot of fear as well on my side, especially because you know, this is the first time in my life that I'm also like relying on my partner to kind of walk that transition with me. It's not just all my, you know, it's compromise with both of us, so that's new for me a little bit. And I've never done this before, so I don't think that's really a question, but I'm just gonna like throw that out there. That's kind of where I'm at a little bit, and I'm really excited for this conversation to kind of see like, how do you manage the excitement and the fear, and also just trust too, and like partnership and all that.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Who can relate with the novelty of going through a transition for the first time with somebody else involved in the consideration of it? Like, how I can, yeah, where it's like, it's not just me making calling the shots anymore. Like, there's another human being involved, right? Whether it's a partner or a child or a parent, you know, whomever. It's a very different ballgame when it involves somebody else. Yeah. Thanks for offering that up. So it seems like the shares are around transition or the questions. So let's just go ahead and I'll open the floor right now to anybody, or I would love it if each of you would share for maybe a minute or 2 minutes around where you're at with transition in terms of before, during, after, all of it. And then if you have like a specific challenge that's coming up for you right now around it, kind of like Tiffany and Emily just mentioned, feel free to offer that up as well. So the idea here is it's a sharing time, and it's also a time for all of us to tune into where each other are at, so we know where each other are on the journey. Because this is going to come in really useful as we wrap out the call and do the group exercise and kind of selecting the questions that we're going to be asking each other. So, yeah, does that make sense? Is everybody open to sharing? I'm good with this? Okay, cool. Thank you all. Okay, so I'll quickly share just to kind of give an example. I'm in a transition right now. I just flew home from Mexico a couple days ago or yesterday, I can't remember. And I'm about to later next week, do a month-long road trip through the Canadian Rockies with my sweetheart and my puppy, and camp with family and friends who are going to be coming up and like going on the adventure with us intermittently. So I do really well with the travel lifestyle. I also do really well with like kind of landing for a couple months at a time. But it's always a transition. Like, I feel like I'm almost on a weekly basis, or like at least on a monthly basis, like Fawn's doing something crazy and big. So, and I'm speaking to this because I want you all to know that it's possible to like get used to the discomfort of transition and learn how to like ride the wave in a way where the momentum is working for you and not necessarily like against you, and like learning how to flow into the uncertainty or the novelty of it all. So yeah, and my business right now is in like an enormous transition in a really lots of exciting ways, but that's always happening. all right. So I'll pass the mic over to Ashley. Would you be willing to tell us a little bit about where you're at?
Yep. Hey everyone. So I just started working with Vaughn probably like a week and a half ago. So very early. Where I'm at right now is I'm about to embark on a transition. I guess a couple of different transitions, if you also want to count that I'm getting married in October as well. but I have decided, I've decided to quit my career of 15 years. And I will quit my current job in early September. And this has been a crazy, I've been talking to people about it. I haven't obviously told my current job about it yet, which is one of the upcoming challenges, because I will probably tell them in early August. And I would like to give them a month notice, because I do feel we have a small team. I like my boss. They have a good working relationship with me and with each other. And it's not a toxic environment or anything like that. That's not why I'm quitting my career or quitting that current job. But I just somewhere along the way have lost my passion and kind of felt a little lost for the last couple of years, even though I've been doing what I've been doing for 15 years. And I really am looking to work with Fawn and figure out like what it is that I want to do. My priorities have changed. My job is a crazy stressful job, and I've been climbing like corporate ladder for the last 15 years, and it's a lot of pressure, but I don't necessarily want that anymore. But then I also wrestle with all these different thoughts about why don't I want that? Am I, shouldn't I be wanting that? That's what society tells us. Like, but I actually just want to slow down. I want to focus on my wedding coming up. I just want to like, and focus on having actual life versus it being all about work. And society tells us another way. So I guess I wrestle with that constantly. And feeling like a failure or a quitter, or I'm giving up or whatever, when I really think, no, I think just my priorities have changed and I'm going to figure it out and figure out what I want to do next. Because I do still, obviously, my fiance and I have a mortgage and all that. So I still need to like figure out how to make money and earn an income. But I want something where I can earn an income and feel fulfilled and striving towards my life purpose, I guess. So.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing that. Yeah, it's who resonates with what she's sharing right now. I'm like, oh yeah, I know. I'm like, because I know each of your individual paths, and I'm like, I know. And Samantha, I don't know.
Yes. Hello. I'm happy
that you can really resonate with what Ashley just shared.
Very much.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of support for you, Ash. Like lots of relatability for sure.
Thanks. Because I don't know what I'm doing next, and I guess we'll figure it out.
That's what we're here for. Awesome. Thanks, darling. On the heels of that, Sam, would you like to fill us in on where you're at and kind of just the here and now and the factors that are happening for a minute or two?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I could fill in much of that with Ashley's story. Very similar in many ways, although I have a couple, much like all of us, unique nuances. So I just left the corporate ladder after almost 12 years. Golden handcuffs, they absolutely were. A very, very toxic environment. Very, very high stress in what should have been probably one of the greatest times of my life with my new son, who just turned 3 in June. I spent most of that traveling and on the road and dealing with pretty icky stuff at a pretty high level. And not there. That came at a very high cost from a responsibility standpoint. Also single sole income in my family. My husband and I have been together for 21 years, and that brings a great deal of support, but also struggle and challenge through a transition like this as well. And I'm not sure what comes next. I have a lot of ideas about my own business and how I can potentially help other people be more impactful. Being impactful and being impacted is important in this next chapter. I'm not sure what that means, but I know that life is passing by faster than a speeding bullet. And the more we focus on the things that don't matter, the faster the things that matter seem to fly by. So that's where I'm at today. And Ashley's story is very, very similar in that I have no idea what's next. But, did well enough to kind of sit from a cash perspective to sit for, a couple months. And September, October is that time frame. So figuring out what to do and not falling into another situation where I'm trading one set of handcuffs for the next, or another speeding bullet for the next is really important, but it's a trap and it'll be easy to do. And tempting in many places, especially as I get closer to that date.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your vulnerability and sharing all that, Sam. It's like, I felt like I just watched a TED talk. Does anybody else feel like that? Where I'm just like, where's the tissues? Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, your description of the importance of life and living, living focused and being in what matters as opposed to what doesn't, like that's, yes, thank you so much. And I really invite all of you to really let that sink in. Like as you navigate any transition and there's a temptation to like do the thing that is, maybe the easy money or do the thing that you have no interest in, but it's like the door is open, like check yourselves. And I'm not saying there's any judgment, there's nothing wrong, but remind yourself, like remember what Sam just shared. Like, cause that's gold, definitely. Ooh, okay. Let's see here. Kim, would you be willing to share?
Hello, yes. I am in the midst of transition in a lot of different areas. My son is leaving for college in 4 weeks. So that is rough. And when you were asking about what are the challenges, I think for me in all of my transitional areas is letting people change where they are with you, not necessarily changing the relationship, but just changing maybe the dynamics of, my son, I won't see him every day. And that is, woo. So every day I just look at him and he goes, Mom, and they, you know, so he already knows that I'm just like, oh, I don't know. And we are moving next week. So that is a transition.
Yay, you found your house.
And the coaching business that I am trying to start is really becoming real and in my face. So
it's becoming what?
Real. It is just like, yes, like it feels like, okay. So I'll talk about that a little another time because that'll be long. But so I just feel like in every area of my life, just it feels really unbalanced. But at the same time, with people doing different things in my life, because that's changing to my friends. And we talked about that two calls ago. Mm-hmm. But just letting those things happen and just not trying to possess or hold on to something, but just letting it kind of flow and do whatever it needs to do. So learning that.
Yeah, lots going on for you. Lots of changes and transitions. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, Coach Kim in the house. Thanks for that. And the things we're going to be going through in tonight's call, I think hopefully will be really supportive in some of the points that you mentioned. So yay. Let's see here. Layla, would you like to share what's up for you in transition world?
There's transitions coming up, but I haven't really pulled the trigger on a lot of it because, you know, I currently work, most of my work is teaching English online, and I really love it. And I'm working on transitioning out of the companies that I work with and having like my own clients entirely. And also eventually I want to hire other English teachers that can teach online. So there's thank you. And it's very overwhelming. And I think that one thing that I think would be valuable to promote myself and to promote the business is to promote on social media, such as Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, guides for new English speakers, because a lot of my students ask for stuff like this. But I really think that there's a lot of value on putting these things out there on media, but at the same time, I really don't love my stuff being in the public. I really don't like it. I value more intimate circles like this. So I'm very conflicted. I haven't quite figured out how I want to go about it with keeping my own personal boundaries with all of it. I'm transitioning on to the next things, and there's a lot of things I need to do before the media stuff, I think that's where my transitions are at right now. I've been kind of, I haven't been moving that fast with it, but it's coming. And so that's what I'm currently going through.
Thanks for sharing that. Really exciting stuff. Yeah. stepping into amplifying your amazing skills and abilities and the value that you bring in the world. And that brings a lot of stretchiness. That brings a lot of tactical approach and planning and strategy. So I hear that. And I really honor that you I just want to speak to this because it applies for all of us, like honoring our own personal boundaries in the midst of opportunities that arise, because it can be really like, we can let these things kind of slip here and there. And then all of a sudden we're in a situation and it's like, how the fuck did I get here? Like, I'm a person, like I'm a private person. Like, why am I on blast or whatever? So yeah, thank you for holding time for your values. That's great. Yep. Ren, would you be willing to share anything that's happening for you? Transition-wise?
Sure. Yeah. Gosh, what's not happening? Well, I got laid off from my day job in April, which in the long run is for the best. One of my ultimate goals is to get my art studio up and running full time and actually earn a living from it, which, of course, sometimes you need that little extra push, and that may have been the push I needed. Time will tell, but it's exciting because I did try to take a transition job with a retail company, and it just did not work out. It was an absolute nightmare. So after a month and a half, I thankfully was able to land a freelance job, which I just started last week.
Yay!
And it's exactly the freelance job that I need because it's part-time, it's for 3 months, and they're, like, really chill and really laid back, which I am so grateful for. Yes, it is a dream freelance gig, totally. and in the meantime, I've also got an inquiry for a children's book illustration, which is something I have done like maybe one other time, but it was with someone that I know personally. And this one is with a brand new friend of a friend kind of thing. So I'm really excited, but that's another step in the transition. And I get to finish tweaking the illustration contract and send that over to him by the end of next week. So yeah, there's a lot going on because I had a meeting with him, with the potential client, like about 2 weeks ago. And then late last week, he sent me an email and confirming, yes, he definitely wants to work with me on it and he wants to go forward with the project. So holy crap.
Yay. Congratulations. Commissioned artwork. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm doing the thing.
And I'm also starting to get back into furry art, which I have not done in literally a decade. I'm kind of like easing into that under a different artist name just to keep the two things completely separate as much as I can, and let's see what happens. I'm kind of nervous about that one too, so that's okay though.
Good for you. Thanks for sharing, Ren. Yeah, this is exciting stuff. Yeah. Let's see here. So Tiffany, I know that you have shared already a bit about where you're at, but if you'd like to elaborate at all or just like let us know any more detail or, you know, anything else about where you're at, and Emily as well, but I'll start with Tiff and then we'll shift into the workbook.
Just kind of trying to feel out this career. I kind of got this opportunity during a really difficult time in my life. It was I applied for this like 2 years ago. I wasn't really sure what I was doing as far as like my career. And I wasn't making much money at the time, but I kind of enjoyed what I was doing, but I was like, oh, well maybe I should get it together. I'm almost 30. So I just applied and then went through and step by step and just kept going along, going with the flow. And then, and then my little sister actually passed away. And a month after she passed, I got like a letter saying like, hey, you're accepted into this. It's an academy you go to, like intense training. You're accepted. And I was just like, I don't think this is a time for me to say no necessarily. I wasn't like 100% yes, but I was just like, I can't turn it down. Like I'm not in the right mind frame. So I said yes. But my boyfriend at the time, who's my fiance now, was like, are you sure this is you? Like, if you really thought it through, he's like, I know you. And like, this doesn't seem like you. Like, he's like, this is kind of like so different than like the path we talked about for our lives. And And I was just like so lost and in such a weird place. So I just kind of kept going through with it. And even though I feel like terrible, because it's like you were saying earlier, like, you know, so when you have a partner or if you have a child or someone else to consider, it's like, you know, it's hard. And I didn't consider him enough. And so that's just been really hard. It's all just been like really tied together. So our relationship and this whole job thing, and it's just been like, we've had to move, we've had to do long distance. And then now I'm at this point where I'm like, is this even what I want? And I feel so selfish for that. So I'm just like in this whole mess of like not knowing if this is a good thing or if I'm just being negative or if I should wait it out longer and see. So anyway, that's where I'm, it's just like a mess right now. That's where I'm at, but it could only get better from here. So yeah.
Thanks for filling us in on the context around that. That's it's so like, we cherish this sharing so much and the vulnerability around it. And I know that this kind of stuff isn't necessarily like easy to talk about, like, you know, in a variety of different ways. So thank you for offering that up. And can anyone else relate with like kind of starting or going along with something just kind of default or because it came across your path, and then a little bit down the line being like, wait, is this what I want? Like, yeah, it happens. Like, it happens a lot. So thanks for sharing that. Was there something else you wanted to mention?
Oh no, I mean, nope, I'm good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. And Emily, did you want to add anything to your share from earlier? And then I see that Paige is here. So Paige, I'm going to offer up a share for you in a second too. But anything additional, Em?
I don't even know where to start because there's so much transitioning in my life right now. It feels a little bit like I have been taking this like radical approach to trusting over the last year.
Ooh.
And been really leading me in a path that I didn't expect, and also like a path that feels really good. And it's come with like a lot of turmoil and hurt and pain as well. But it's also allowing me to be like the most vulnerable I've ever been and the most happy I've ever been. And I'm just trusting it. And it's really exciting and also kind of scary, because you're just like, oh, do I just like fall and trust and like it's going to be fine, you know? And like, and so far that's been working. and it's also, it's really scary too at the same time, because I feel like really crazy sometimes and like totally unprepared most of the time. But at the same time, like, timing has been working out, and it's like tough to see. One of the tough things is to see all of that transitioning happening, you know, so positively, and also like feeling like, do I deserve this? Like,
right.
You know, like, so yeah, it's been a lot of feelings, and I have so much gratitude for it, you know, and, it's just, I'm not trying to say like everything in my life is going great, 'cause it's like, you know, like I just got married, and I've been in a 7-day standoff of stonewalling with my husband for like the past 7 days. We haven't talked in 7 days. Like, we needed space from each other after all of the wedding stuff, and we didn't take it, you know, like we're going through stuff, and, you know, like, but at the same time, we trust each other 100%, and we know this is the way for us. And it just, like, nobody can tell you the way that it's supposed to be. It's just gonna be the way that you go. And that's really hard, because I'm really trying to not let society tell me what I need to be.
Yeah.
And that's, society really wants to tell you what to do. Or at least you want to like rely on it, because it feels good and
comfortable. Right.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. And there's a lot more. And I think that was like a very pieced together portion of the story, but I'm really excited for this next transition, and also like really terrified at the same time. So I feel really unprepared, and I'll get there. So I'm seems to be working out so far. So
Wow, thank you so much for offering that up. Yeah, trusting. Who can relate with that? Like that question of, do I just take the leap and like trust the universe, or and the uncertainty that brings, and wanting to trust? Like, yeah. And who else feels like at least some of the time unprepared. Like, oh man, I'm not quite ready yet. Kim's all, yeah. Right? Yeah. So you are not alone at all. It's like part of stretching and growing is everything you just mentioned. I'm not trying to like downplay the significance of what you're experiencing, but it's a part of the growth capacity of life and like what that brings. So I so appreciate your honesty with all that. Okay, Paige just joined us. Paige, if you would like to, for a minute or two, and then we're going to segue into the workbook and the exercise. If you'd like to share with us anything that's up for you around transition. Yay. So glad you're here, by the way. Perfect.
Yeah, sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
God, my mind is all over the place right now, but I guess transition specifically, I feel like my whole life is about to do a complete 180 in every sense of the word, because I'm about to quit my job and go into a completely different industry that I've never been in before. And yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of terrified. That's how I'm feeling lately. I go back and forth between feeling confident and then feeling like, who the heck am I and why am I even doing this? And why do I have the right to just up and change my life? And I don't know. I'm afraid of the judgments that I'm going to get from people, like my family. You know, I've tried to sort of, I've hinted to my dad that I guess I don't really care for my job right now. And, you know, his first response is, well, you know, when I told him I was thinking about going back to school is, or are you going to go back and make more money, you know? Mm-hmm. And I already know that what I'm doing, I may or may not make more money. I mean, I know it's like, it's just one of those things, you know, I may have to struggle for a little while until I get my footing and, you know, go through the motions. But obviously the goal at the end is to always make money, to do what I love and hopefully also make money. I mean, people do it every day. And just knowing that there's so many people out there that have already taken that leap and that have already trusted in themselves and just done something against all odds. And they just decided that that was what they're going to do. And then they went for it. Those are the people that I'm really admiring right now. And that I'm trying to keep in mind, because I feel like in some way, maybe I can draw strength from what they've gone through, because I'm kind of mesmerized by people that could just up and do something like that, because I've been terrified of it for a majority of my life. So yeah, that's my feelings around transition right now.
Thanks, girl. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Like, who can relate with what Paige is talking about? Like, there's so many things you just mentioned that are like, yeah, like caring what our family thinks, caring what are people going to think of me? Like, I'm doing this thing that most of society might think is bananas because, you know, X, Y, or Z.
Yeah. I mean, some people think like my job is, you know, cause I work downtown, you know, there's like this stigma because they think because I'm downtown, like I have a glamorous job. For all they know, I could be like a janitor or like working at McDonald's downtown, but you tell people you work downtown, they're like, ooh,
right.
You know? And then I have to tell them what I actually do. And they're like, oh, what's that? Oh God. It's like the worst situation ever, because I don't like my job. And like, who likes to explain a job that they don't care about? It's miserable.
Right.
Right. So yeah. I think about explaining my job in the future and being like, oh yeah, I get to do hair and makeup all day, and if they don't like it, I won't care.
Damn straight. Hell yeah, Paige. That's what's up. Yep.
So
sharing that,
trying to be peace, you know, make peace with all this. So yeah. it's hard. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And what you had mentioned around that feeling of like kind of the pendulum between confidence of like, yeah, this is what I want. Like, I cannot live this other life any longer. I have to go for my dreams. Life is short. Like feeling the confidence, and then like the confidence wave, like kind of comes up on the shore. And then following that is like, oh my God, am I nuts? Like what?
Yeah,
am I
doing? It's like the tsunami of like gremlins comes at you and you're just like, wait, you know, all these things start crashing down around you and you're like, wait a minute, what am I doing? Like, who am I? Yeah. It's crazy. It's like back and forth, just like a wave. You're right. It's really like that.
Yeah.
Like the tide.
So we're gonna learn how to swim. I mean, that's kind of what this is all about. It's like, we're going to learn how to swim like badasses in a very uncertain and turbulent waters so that we can get to where we want to go, regardless of what comes our way. Right. And like, stay focused on, I'm thinking of like a tropical beach right now or a tropical island, but whatever our vision is or our hell yes is. Hence me living in Mexico. Anyway.
Right.
Okay, ladies. Yeah, thank you so much, Paige, for sharing that. All right, so tons of relatability amongst the group. Like, thank you all of you so much for sharing what you've shared. And it looks, just by kind of observing everybody's reactions to these shares, it seems like there's a lot of like, yeah, me too. Like, yep. So thank you for sharing and opening up. Tiffany, it's beautiful to see your face. Hello. We can now see you on video. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to segue into the workbook, and I'm going to keep this, I wanted to go through it thoroughly, but for the sake of time, I'm going to kind of skim through the first couple of sections and land on the exercise so we can just jump into the exercise as soon as possible, because the exercises are amazing and we tend to want to go pretty deep, and we'll go to the end of the call. So, all right, I'm going to do a screen share here. And we will go through the workbook together. Okay. All right. How to navigate transitions. So I kept this one, for those of you who have been on these calls before, for my 15-page workbook novellas, I kept this one a little more laser. But if any of you have any questions about like elements of this that you would like more clarity about or would like for me to unpack more or anything, like post it in the Facebook group and I'm happy to create a video or resources or what have you to help you understand more deeply some of this content. So I started off with a quote that really, I was like, hell yeah, someone put it into words. So transition from my approach to this and my experience around it is that transition is like an inner world experience. A lot of people think about transition as being like the external factors of like, I'm quitting my job and I'm traveling or I'm starting a new job. So those are like the external elements of transition. And they're part of it, sure, but I like to think of transition as like our inner world and our inner experience around transition, because who's actually experiencing the transition from A to B? We are, right? So I like to keep the focal point on the self and the felt experience around these changes. And William Bridges, who wrote a book called Transitions, Making Sense of Life's Changes, this quote, I really liked it. So change is situational. Transition, on the other hand, is psychological. It's not the events, but rather the inner reorientation or self-redefinition that you have to go through in order to incorporate any of those changes in your life. Without a transition, a change is just a rearrangement of the furniture. Unless transition happens, the change won't work because it doesn't take. So for me, that's a really big takeaway or insight, right? It's like as we transition, we are changing. Like, we are the ones that are reorienting, re-identifying, creating new identities. So here's a few definitions of transition, which may seem really obvious, but I wanted to put them in here. And then here's some examples that are helpful for me as I go through things that, like, in the natural world or the creative world. So caterpillars into butterflies, which this one's like mind-blowing to me, because most of you may know this, but when I didn't, and when I found out a few years ago, I was like, what? So I thought caterpillars like go in their little cocoon and like grow these wings and then they bust out and they fly, but they turn into complete goo. Like, the caterpillar actually liquefies completely except for a few of the cells for its central nervous system. And then all of the cells and the goo rearrange so that it can become a butterfly, and it butterflies itself away. So that was such a huge aha for me, and I wanted to offer that up to you ladies, because sometimes we think that we need to like gradually go through a transition or like become something by way of progression, but the caterpillar butterfly thing is like, no, there's a complete and entire rearranging of like the cellular makeup of something. So that's a fun one. And then I also like to remember like stories, literature, movies, music, film, right? So transitions between scenes, transitions between storylines or between songs in a good DJ mix, right? A good DJ set, helpful to kind of tap into that. So sunrise and sunset, or dawn or dusk, right? Like when things are in transition in terms of our daily cycles, phases of the moon, and then also plants, right? Like the winter, spring, summer, seed, flower, stalk sort of cycle as well. So transition's natural. It's natural and it's necessary. And transitions are growth phases. There are these, you know, eras of our lives where we're growing a lot, like a lot is in shift and in flux. And I also just want to remind all of you that transitions happen dozens of times a day, right? So on a micro level, transitions, like you wake up, you get out of bed, you have your breakfast, you drive somewhere to work, or maybe you don't. You go from the gym to like the office or whatever it is. So I want to remind you that all of you do this all the time, every single day, but it's not necessarily as significant because you've habituated to it, right? Like these are things that maybe at first, like you needed to learn to do, but after time it's like, oh, I know how to get myself to the gym, or maybe I don't, but, or I know how to drive to the office place because I've driven, you know, 10 times already. So now I know where I'm going. So this reminder is really helpful because it's a seed and a wedge in the part of our subconscious that might think that we can't make the transition because we don't know how, or because the transition is too complicated or too scary or too big. Reminding ourselves that we have made so many transitions in our lifetime, right? Like we've gone from a baby to like a here and now adult. So reminding ourselves that not only can we do it, but we have done it thousands and thousands and thousands of times can help the subconscious accept and be oriented toward the yes of a transition as opposed to the like fear and the resistance. Does that make sense? That's pretty complex. Okay, cool. So I've put in some transition tips, tools, and considerations. There's four of them in total. So these are more like logistical, or yeah, one and two are kind of logistical. So feel free to go through that on your own time. This is more of the like externally focused, what's happening to my lighting? The externally focused elements of a transition. So the mapping out, or the clarity around like, where am I now? Where do I want to go? And I just want to clarify that like, it's okay if you don't know where you're headed. Like that came up several times in the shares tonight where you're like, I don't really know what's next. Like I kind of have no idea what I'm doing. Totally okay. Right. Like not only is that why we're here, but also at least there is a direction from like, I know what I don't want and I know I want to be clear. Right. So that's where you begin to build this framework or this architecture of like what this transition might look like. In module two, there's the longings and discontentments workbook. That's super helpful for mapping this out as well. And then so it's okay if it's general and it's okay if it's specific as well. So I kind of went from broad to medium to specific here, where the specific one would be like, I want to quit my job, put everything in storage, travel to Thailand for 4 months with a plane ticket purchased and in my pocket by October 1st, right? So that's super specific. And then the transition would be like, you know, getting there, going through that process, right? So then logistical steps, these are recommendations that are helpful to have in place, in terms of like action steps you can take, right? So thinking about the preparation, thinking about the actual steps that need to happen. Like I'm a big fan of having a whiteboard or having some kind of an app in your phone or on your computer where you can like timeline things out, because the more we can visually like start to map it, the more we'll feel confident in the fact that we have a plan in the first place. Even if the plan is just like, I need to get clear, I need to hire a coach, right? Like, which all of you did, good job. So yeah, the logistical steps, just defining those. To zoom out a little bit here, what can make transitions feel overwhelming and insane is when we try to keep everything up here, right? We're like, okay, I'm doing this. And then like, our capacity begins to swell and swell. And then we get into overwhelm. And then that's where anxiety and like all that can just like implode or explode in supernova. So if we can get it out on paper, that's why journaling is awesome. Why I'm a huge fan of like different visual apps or vision boards or techniques that we can get what's here out, so that then we can stand back and look at it and our brains don't have to try to retain it all and figure it out at the same time. So we want to give our brains a break if possible. And support squad, and this is something I want to highlight. So, you know, who can be on your team as you go through this transition, where you can like you know, call them up and be like, hey, I'm about to do the thing and I'm super like nervous about it. Or, you know, just, or even just people, positive people to have in your hemisphere or in your world is immensely important. Like having that support of like, no, you're not crazy. Or like, they may even be like, you're crazy, but I still love you, you know, like go for it. So social support is super important. All right. So let's see. One more thing I'll hone in on, and then we're going to talk about the exercise. So strategized or emergent. So in all of this talk that I'm sharing right now around creating a plan and like mapping things out, I also want to speak to the value of spontaneity and novelty and improvisation. So there's a tremendous amount of value in just saying, I don't know, and I'm going to start exploring. Like, I'm just going to start walking, right? I'm just going to start doing the research or talking to people in the industry, or, you know, I'm just going to wander around a little bit, maybe a little bit aimlessly, but lifting off the rigidity of like, I need to have steps can be super helpful in having that experiential exploration unfold naturally. Which is kind of touching on what Emily had shared earlier around trust, right? Like when we're just starting putting ourselves out there and saying yes to things or trying new things or, you know, just pursuing the I don't know and being okay with it and utilizing that curiosity can be like totally life-changing. So emergent meaning that like the plan emerges in real time as opposed to like having an actual plan like out the gate. So, okay. So again, these two are like kind of logistical, external approach-based recommendations and tips. But the third one, circling back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the, or at the top of the workbook, it's really about who do we need to be or become along the way? Like the transition is really happening in here, right? Like it's our experience that's happening and being or in transition. So I'm going to cover these and then we're going to do an exercise and I'm going to be as succinct as possible. Okay, we're doing all right. So let me just go up here. So the first thing, so these are all elements of the self. These are all about process, about the way we think, the way we feel, our self-reference, and essentially becoming, if we're not already, like becoming the version that is navigating forward toward the dream or the vision or the desire, right? So it like we have to change. If we're going to go from A to B, we're probably going to have to like become more aligned with B than we were with A. Okay, is this making sense? Okay, any questions? Scan through here. Okay. All right. So the first thing that I came up with is like guided or gooey, right? So do we need to be guided in terms of like, do we need to be focused and disciplined to go through this transition? For example, if I'm trying to run a marathon by Christmas, like I better be showing up at the gym working with my personal trainer and going on runs, right? Like I'm not superwoman as much as I would like to be. So that would be guided, right? Like that would be, I need to be disciplined and focused. Gooey would be, I want to find the perfect town to move to like start a family, right? Or what have you. So that might be open-ended. That might mean like setting aside a couple months to travel and do some research beforehand, but just be like open to it and trusting and improvisational. GUI can also be really relevant in terms of the life purpose question, right? Or the career purpose question, navigating from I was in the corporate world or I was a, you know, I was in this specific niche or field for a long time and I have no idea what's next. Being gooey is awesome because that means that we're open to possibilities. We're open to new ideas. We're open to like, yeah, I don't know, maybe I do want to be a baker. Like I really enjoy creating things and making people happy. So maybe that'd be great, right? When that would not occur to us if we were being like rigid and disciplined and convincing ourselves we need to like stay in this particular career path. So gooey is great. So, like, I'm a huge fan of being gooey. Kind of like the caterpillar and the butterfly. All right. So this B here is also really so powerful and important. And I just finished reading a book that completely like amplified my life and probably one of the most like home hitting personal development books I've read in a long freaking time. And it's called The Alter Ego Effect. And it's so good. It's so great. It's all about how to become the person we want to be or show up in life the way we want to show up without like having to go through the process of change and being able to like hyperleap. And the technique that he talks about is what I talk about in the program as well, but in a different language, which is, in the be, do, have model, the being part of it. So who do I need to be? Who do I need to become? What is she like, right? Like if I want to run a marathon, imagining that person who is running them or just completed the marathon and like, what is she like? What are her mindsets? What are her beliefs? What does she do every day? Like, does she wake up and like go watch Netflix or does she wake up and go hit the pavement before sunrise? Right. So just this simple technique alone can be so helpful in like who, like what is that version, that alter ego, that identity, that archetype that would be really helpful. And for those of you who are seeking clarity or confidence with clarity, imagining the version of yourself that feels clear and confident, right? And you don't have to know the specifics, but like imagine waking up or that version of yourself waking up and being like, yep, super stoked on the path I'm on. I'm so confident about this. I feel great, right? Like I'm on the way. So this is a great journaling prompt, right? Like who do I want to become or what is she like? You know, how does she show up? And you feel free to draw from like superheroes or characters on TV or people you know or friends or people who model this really well in the world. Like, you know, for me, in a way, for me, it's like Lady Gaga. I know I say that all the time, but in a way, it's like she gives zero fucks. Like she's doing what she wants, how she wants to do it, and like does not ask for permission. And I love that. So for me, when I'm feeling like, oh, I don't know if I should do the thing, it's like, what would Gaga do? So that's helpful. So another way of being that's really helpful, focusing on the now. So a lot of us get spun out over the past or the future, right? Like what if, what if, what if, or what happened, what happened, what happened. So focusing on the now is immensely valuable and helpful. It's great to say, you know, this could happen, this could happen, this can happen in terms of like the possibilities and then maybe, preparing for those outcomes, right? Like if I take the job and I end up hating it, instead of like it being a huge tragedy, I'll just go ahead and quit and like try something else, right? So Tiffany, you were mentioning something earlier around this, I think, with like, what if I regret it? What if I'm like, you know, I should have kept that job and like now I'm struggling and broke all the time, you know, and just those worries. Staying in the now can be helpful in terms of like tuning into the present moment and not simulating the bad things that could happen, but instead like focusing on what you could do about it, right? Or what you can develop in the now that you can do about it. Which is related to locus of control, which I talk about a lot with you ladies. So what is within your ability, control or volition, and what is not? Right? So a lot of these transitions and opportunities, there's a lot of like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like we don't have any guarantees, right? We might try something and be like, nope. Or we might try something and it might be that, you know, work out really, really well. But staying focused on like, what can I do? So if it turns out that I quit this job and like 6 months from now, I'm like broke and haven't found a new job or whatever, what can I control? Oh, well, I can control learning new skills. I can control sourcing support, utilizing my network. So I truly believe that even if things don't work out, we can always build the part of ourselves that can find a solution and make that trend and pivot, right? Pivot away from that thing. So, okay. Next thing, aligning with values, keeping that in mind, like that is like the golden nugget in your pocket as you make transitions is like, what are my values? Oh yeah, these are my values. My values are freedom, creativity, independence, like community, not, you know, X, Y, or Z. So keeping those in mind, and then also abundance versus scarcity, which is your mindset. Are you worried about what's going to go wrong? Are you worried about not enough? Are you worried about judgment from others, right? Lack of support? Or are you focusing on, this is going to work out. I can depend on myself to kick ass. I don't know how, but I will, right? I know that I will always have what I need to do what I need to do. So focusing on the affirmative and the empowered versus the scarce. Being fully committed, super helpful, right? Like if anybody's kind of like half stepped into a relationship or like dated someone that they're not like super stoked about, I've definitely done that. where it's like, it totally, totally compromises the quality of the relationship, right? And what the relationship is capable of. So fully committing and going all in when there's a strong sense of like, yeah, I'm going to do the thing. Like I'm going to quit my job. Fuck yeah. Then there's no, am I going to quit? I don't know. Like stay committed to it and go for it. Because the waffling back and forth is, as I'm guessing a lot of you know, that like going back and forth is crazy making. It's not really helpful. So once you have the sense that you want to do the thing or that you're going to do the thing, like there is no past, there is no not doing it. Not attached, not clinging. So this came up in a few of your shares as well. So let's see, Kim's share around like your son and like relationships changing or the way that you're going to interact changing, right? The relationship dynamic kind of shifting and wanting it not to change, really resisting change causes a lot of strife. So if we can be non-attached and not cling to what we think how it's supposed to be, or like that this should feel safe, or like I don't want to feel, you know, vulnerable or scared, and dropping into accepting reality and aligning with reality and like allowing for the spontaneity of things to unfold is so, so, so powerful, right? Like letting go of what we can't control. and being adaptable. So hand in hand with that is, and this, to be honest, is I think one of the top three most valuable things that I draw from when I'm going through a transition is like, instead of telling myself I need to know how to play the song perfectly, I'm going to learn how to improvise and understand key changes and chords and notes so that I know that I can trust my abilities to get from here to there in any scenario, right? So building one's confidence in one's own ability to navigate and adapt. Because if there's one thing that's true about change and transition, it's not, like there's a lot of uncertainty involved, right? So having the ability to adapt, like, oh, this person like canceled the plans or the interview got moved up or I didn't get the signing bonus or, you know, whatever, like it's okay, I can adapt, and being able to like think on our feet and adapt to things and be fluid. Okay, that was a lot. I'm going to check in. Are there any questions about what I just shared before we go into the group activity? Okay. All right. So that was quite a bit. And I'm noticing that we have about 15 minutes, a little bit less for the call. So, oh, yes, Emily.
I was going to ask, and maybe you're going to go over this later, so in that case, just leave it. But how do you keep things like top of mind, you know, when, you know, when you're in the, like, what's your personal practice, I guess, is what I'm asking, or, you know, how do others keep those types of things like top of mind, especially when you're like, you know, in the moment of it.
Totally. Yeah. Great question. Cause it's one thing to like know that these tools exist, and it's another thing to remember to use them. Right. Like the awareness practice is one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, like when we're meditating and we get like sucked into the river and it's like, oh yeah, I was meditating. Like, how do we remember to wake up? Yeah. Great question. So I practice this like an instrument or like going to the gym, or I keep using that example, but literally keeping it on top of mind, printing it out. Like I used to print this stuff out, my affirmations, my personal development tools, and hang them around the house. Like, I talk about this a lot, but like my friends used to be like, what is she doing? But I swear to God, like it would help me stay focused and it would help remind me that I have tools in the first place. So one of the things that I create or that I do with each of my journals is I have a section at the back for like takeaways from books I'm reading, tools I'm learning. And I reference that a lot. Like I'll highlight things and I'll like bookmark things. And I would say at least once or twice a week, if not more, I'll go to that and be like, oh yeah, I just learned this thing about like alter ego. So we have to put it in front of our faces, right? Because it's not going to automatically just like catch on top of mind. We need to like make it so in our face or in our consciousness that it's undeniable. So reminders on phones, daily visualization practice, affirmations, journaling, remembering to, like, having triggers. Triggers are really helpful. For example, like, if I find myself feeling anxiety about the unknown, I know that anxiety is a trigger now. I know that anxiety means, hey, Fawn, it's time to check in with the stories that are happening, right? So now I, like, associate certain physiological and, like, stress response to it's time for me to, like, take a beat and, like, sit down and check the stories and the interpretations I'm having, because I'm probably not really aligned with some stuff that I need to be. Is that helpful? Okay, awesome. Yeah, great question. Thanks for that. All right, so we have about 10 minutes, which doesn't give us a ton of time to drop into this, but let's just do it anyway. All right, so these are all the techniques I just went over from number 3. And what I would like to do here in round robin fashion, and again, for the sake of time, we'll go through this maybe a minute per person. But so, for example, Emily would ask Paige, Emily, I'm using you as an example, but the asker will, or the inquirer will, choose one of these elements to field over to the other person and essentially ask, like, how might this benefit you, right? Like, how are you maybe not focusing on the now? What do you find yourself thinking or worrying about that is outside of the now, and how might you be able to come back into the now? That's just obviously an example. So the idea here is for us to be asking each other, like, how can you use this new tool, or you strengthen this tool to help you shift from the challenge of the transition to the empowerment of the transition? Okay. Does this make sense? Any questions?
So do I ask her if, like, which letter she wants to go over and then ask her the question, or do I pick one for her?
I'm going to say just go ahead and pick one for her. That's a great question. Sometimes we do it the other way, but go ahead and just pick one for her. and then I'll go ahead and call names too. So Emily will ask Paige, and then I'll facilitate who Paige fields the question to. And let's keep this to, like, 45 seconds to a minute. Ladies, I wish we had another hour, but we'll keep it laser. But after the call, please, 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 all of you drop in and ask yourselves these questions, or feel free to, like, have a breakout group in the Facebook group or whatever and ask each other, because the power of having somebody else ask us helps us get out of our own head. Cool. All right. So I'm going to zoom out so that the whole page is visible here. Can you see what I'm seeing? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. So Emily, go ahead and choose one for Paige.
I'm going to choose G, not attached, not clinging, and to what it's supposed to be. So in what ways are you dwelling on or trying to control what might happen, and how can you allow for reality and novelty to unfold?
Ian, I feel like in so many ways I'm dwelling on everything I can't control, because in reality, most of what I'm imagining is all my imagination anyways. I think I just have a tendency to catastrophize and worry about things that may or may not happen, because the reality is I know what I want to do. I don't know what's going to happen after that. And I'm just trying to just be in the moment and adaptable and just be okay with where I end up, and trust that I'll know when it's time to transition again, I think.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Paige. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Paige, would you be willing to choose one for Ren?
Sure. I'll go with D, locus of control.
Ooh. Wow, that's... Okay, that's kind of a tough one. let's see, what's within my ability, control, or volition? Right now, what's within my control, surprisingly, are the freelance jobs I can take and have taken. because I was, I did end up having like 3 or 4 interviews pretty much like all in a row almost. And while it, in the end, I didn't exactly get to pick and choose, it kind of seemed like it, which was kind of awesome because one, I did get to pick and choose. So really two out of the three, it ended up being, I was able to control whether I would go to that business or not, and take them on as a client, which was really nice. At the same time, that's kind of also not entirely within my control.
Are they assigned to you somehow, or?
Yeah, I go through what are essentially creative temp agencies. I'm not finding the work myself. I'm going through another agency, and they do take a cut, but for me, it's worthwhile. It's not for everybody.
So what is within your ability to control there, like with your art or with the people?
Well, when I go through the agencies, I do get to choose, to a point, I get to choose what projects or what companies I'm interested in. I might not know the company right off the bat, but I'll know the project kind of. So I'll get to choose the project. The location is completely within my control. So if I don't, like, for instance, downtown Chicago is not a good option for me because that's literally 2 hours from my home base. And I let them know up front. I was like, that's just too far. I'll gladly go up to 1.5 hours from where I live, but that's it. And I get to not entirely choose projects, but I do get to at least show interest in projects so that I've got a better chance at getting interviews for those.
Probably a good thing to be in control of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
To be able to express that, you know.
Right. Yeah, so it's, I'm not necessarily thrown into anything and everything, which is good. Mm-hmm. And if I choose, I can choose not to interview for a position, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, and then
I'm going to pause.
Oh, here. Yeah, go ahead.
for the sake of time. And discussing, no, these are great, though. Like, yeah, any ways that you can remind yourself, like, oh yeah, I do have control over that, and that, like, it's a very empowering way to go.
Yeah.
So thank you. Would you be willing to field a question to Layla?
Ooh, yes. Layla, for your challenges, I'm going to go with A, guided or GUI. Do you feel that you need to be more focused and disciplined with your transitions, or is it more open-ended, go with the flow would be more appropriate?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I remember reading post earlier, so.
Yes. thank you for being so thoughtful for what I'm going through. I think it's a little bit of both, but more heavily on the discipline, because I really honestly consider myself a very lazy but disciplined person, meaning that if I wasn't,
totally get that.
I'm glad I don't stand alone on this. because, you know, what I would love to do I think my, it would be great, you know, not to be comfortable, but that's not good for me. There's no growth. I can't build my career.
Right.
I can't. And I see people who are very disciplined. My brother was always very disciplined growing up and just, you know, considered his future with every decision he made. So I learned a lot from watching him, and I'm constantly working on the discipline thing, which is taking me very far. And then on the other side too is also just like letting go of what I can't control and going with the flow. with things, but more heavily focused on the discipline. Thank you for asking, Ren.
Yeah, I completely relate with that, by the way.
That's a good one. Yeah. Awesome. Layla, would you be willing to field a question to Ashley?
Oh, yes, of course. Okay, Ashley. Okay. For Ashley C, what do you find yourself thinking, worrying, dwelling on, ruminating about that is outside of the now?
That is a good question.
Thank you.
So I have this fear sometimes, I guess, that what if, maybe not so much like what if I can't find another job after I quit, but it's more of the what if I'm not awesome enough to be able to totally reinvent myself into something completely different than what I've been doing for the past 15 years. And that's a real thing that I sometimes think about, that I'm like, can I really do this? Can I really go into a completely different industry or a completely different thing, or figure out what it is that I really want to do? Like, what, and why shouldn't I just stay in this job that I am comfortable in? It's good pay, it pays well, whatever. But then I have to remind myself that I've been dealing with some depression and anxiety for the last year or so because of the way I feel about my job. So I do need to get out of it. And then the fact that I've made the decision to do something, I can already feel that I've shifted in terms of my mental health and everything else. So
that's awesome. I do. Yeah.
Thank you. I do still have that fear of like, what if I don't find what it is that I want to do next? Or what if I'm not awesome enough to reinvent myself into something completely different, or whatever it may be for my professional life. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being honest with your answer. I watched my husband go through that. He was also in corporate jobs for about for several years, and I watched him go through that and try some things and go back and. I just want to say that it's a very, I really admire your courage to find something that's truthful to you. And it's a very scary thing to go through, but also very rewarding. So I just want to say I admire your honesty and willingness to pursue something that you like. You know, or finding something that you like.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. That helps. And it gives, you know, every little piece of support you can get helps. So thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, both of you. Ashley, let me just check time here. So I'm seeing that we're over time. Does anybody have to hop off immediately and would like to be in the hot seat? Because I can rearrange the order here. Okay. Thanks, ladies. All right, so Ash, would you be willing to ask Kim one of the questions?
Yes, I will ask him. I will go with E. What is scarcity alive in you, and what abundant or empowered attitude can you replace it with?
Oh, that's a good one. Scarcity. I'll say with life coaching. Sometimes I think, is there space for me? Like, is there space out there for me? Are there, you know, so only so many people, and there's many life coaches, so there might not be that many clients out there for me to service. So that's a fear. And what can I replace it with? That there are trillions of people out here, and everybody could use a mentor or a life coach. Yeah,
definitely.
They just don't know it yet. So I would say that would be mine. A good question. Yeah. Thank you. That helps.
Yeah. Good. And it's true. There's so many people I think that could use life coaching and should do it. So
yeah, that was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Kim, would you be willing to choose a question for Tiffany?
Yes.
Awesome.
Tiffany, hi. I am going to ask, B, evolving or new version of you, what are her thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, mindsets? How does she show up, and what is her way of being like?
Yeah.
Sorry, but I love that question.
I know, that's a great one. That's a lot to think about, but I'll try to keep it short. Let's see. Thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, mindsets. Thoughts, not so many rushing through my head. A lot more peace, and just, you know, having an idea and trusting it and going with it and knowing, just trusting that myself, and just finding that inner, like knowing that inner compass again that I feel like I've lost. And yeah, beliefs and attitude, just kind of getting back to like rediscovering who I am and what makes me happy, and just connecting with people, and like really having a sense of community. I haven't had that in a long time. And that really inspires me. And way of being would be like, I want to be a lot more, I don't want to have this like anxious energy. I want to be a lot more calm and just like really inspiring person in other people's lives. I hate when I feel like people are like, how are you? How are you doing? And I'm like, you know, I'm doing okay, or hanging in there. But you know, it's like, I want to bring people up and not down. So that, yeah, that's what she looks like.
Yeah, I really like that you said trusting yourself. I think that's like the biggest part of it all. So that was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was so great. Tiff, would you be willing to ask Sam? Sam, are you still here, darling? Let's see.
I am.
Great. Yeah, Tiffany, would you like to choose a question for Sam?
Yes. Okay. Let me see. I guess we haven't gone over this one yet, and this might apply. So what are you feeling one foot in and one foot out about, and how can you commit more fully?
Wow, let me count the things. Oh, goodness. Most relative is the quadrant of where I want to make income. Not that I'm a full believer, but Robert Kiyosaki defined it in four quadrants, and that's the employee, the self-employed, the business owner, and the investor. There's a great opportunity, I think, for me to help other people be more impactful in their businesses, not feel like they're drowning. For all intents and purposes, I'm kind of an operational efficiency expert, kind of, but I really don't know why I'm an expert. People ask me for advice all the time, but I'm not great at, just not great at taking my own advice. So as it relates to what I'm in one foot and out the other, I don't know whether I just kind of suck it up
and do what I'm great at. And that's been an employee, multiple ladders, whatever it might be. I'm great at selling an organization and building it and supporting it. But I've never done that for myself. And whether or not I can do it, whether I have the skill sets to actually do it for myself and impact other people and their businesses and what they want to do with their time in the way that I see in my head, I've got to determine where I'm going to put that energy, whether I go back into a corporate environment that's just healthier and I start the traditional going through the executive recruiters and that path, or whether I really quiet that noise in those opportunities and focus on what I think I can offer and will be best served by.
I love the way you broke it down into those four different categories and like how that fits your, which your personality fits into which ones. I wrote those down actually, the employee, self-employed, investor, business owner. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for offering that up. That was very insightful.
Not mine.
Yeah. I didn't get catch the name of who actually said that, but
Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. And Sam, would you be willing to choose one for Emily? Can you see my screen, Sam? I know you're calling in.
I can't. I called in. I was I'm on the road, but now back in my home office. But I will absolutely choose a question for Emily.
Awesome.
First of all, Emily, as you were talking earlier, there were a couple comments I wrote, but one that just fall and trust. And so, what seems to just resonate really is G. In what ways are you dwelling on? Or trying to control what might happen, and how can you allow for the reality and the novelty to unfold?
What am I trying to control? Or no, gee, in what ways are you doing what trying to control what might happen? I think in some ways, like I'm trying very hard not to have like a certain expectation of what. I've never been out to California. Like I've never lived in a super metropolitan area. Like I have so little reference of what I'm heading into. And so in some ways it's helping me like not have an expectation, and that not having an expectation makes me feel anxious. You know, I'm used to having an expectation. I'm used to having the plan and working through the plan and I'm so good at plowing through and like getting through it and getting it done regardless of the toll that it takes on me. So in terms of how to let the reality of novelty of it unfold, I think it's kind of related to A in this way, is I have to kind of sit in the gooey a little bit and let it just like feel through. I'm getting so many universal signs like in my life that this is the right direction, like just little silly things that I'm even just trusting in. Like I was on my way up north to the wedding and stopped at a rest stop and found a little rock on a table that was like a painted rock that the rock's name was Berkeley. And
oh my God.
There's like three people in my life. Our premarital coach went to Berkeley. Fun, you went to Berkeley. Like things are just like, you know, things are just like really aligning and I'm just trusting it. But on the same side of it, I feel like I'm the one in our relationship who's like the breadwinner right now, you know, and I feel the pressure to like have my shit together and like, to like know what I'm walking into and to be able to support our family and support myself. And so that's what I'm clinging to supposed to be, is like an expectation of like my standard of quality of life or my fulfillment for my need for you know, the things that make me feel good. And I'm wondering, like I'm worried like, oh my gosh, am I going to go to this super metropolitan area and have like no time to myself anymore and just be like working like a dog to make it work for like the first 6 months. Maybe that's it and I'll work through it, but I'm just trying not to attach to anything. But that's hard for me. I'm trying, you know, I want to have a plan and life is telling me, like life is reminding me in numerous funny ways, you know, that you can't have, you can't be so attached to an expectation. So
Emily, I would just say, it had someone asked me that question, I would have not even been able to find the words to articulate it the way that you just did. And I would say the only thing that I, as my anchor, and maybe this will help, is I'm trying every day to wake up with great anticipation and no expectations.
Mm. Beautiful. Yeah.
I'm like, those words really mean a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Again, right back at you, sister.
Yeah. TED Talk Sam in the house. Oh, so inspiring. Thank you so much, ladies. Okay, I didn't leave anybody out, did I? Sometimes it's hard when my screen pops around. Okay, ladies, thank you so much. That was like so beautiful to witness and facilitate. And like, just thank you all for showing up for each other and tuning into each other's journeys and being vulnerable and being willing to have these really stretchy conversations around like our lives. Sorry, I'm gonna stop sharing my screen. Okay. Don't know why. There we are. Okay. So yeah, thank you all so much. This was like, there, all the calls are vulnerable, but this one is especially like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. And like, I'm used to having control and it's a really uncomfortable feeling. So thanks for sitting in it with us, everybody. I know that we're 15 minutes over time, so anybody that needs to hop off, please go ahead and do so. Just give us a wave. And anyone that would be willing to stay on for a couple more minutes and share a takeaway or something that really landed for them, or maybe something someone said or something I said or just a realization that occurred. I always love hearing takeaways, and I think those can be powerful for the group as well. So no expectation, but if you do want to hang, that's great. Raise your hand if you're hopping off. Need to hop off right now. Okay, Ren. All right. Anybody else that needs to, feel free to do so organically. Let's go ahead and do a lightning takeaway round. I appreciate anybody who's willing to stick around for that. Bye, Ren. All right. So let's start with, I'll start with Sam. I'm going to go in reverse order here. So Sam, takeaway means anything that stood out to you or resonated or like kind of aha that you had.
Transition happens thousands of times a day. Listening to the women on these calls and the journeys that are so far from each other, but in many ways so very similar. These are happening every day, and it's been very easy for me to think that the transition in my life from something that I was so dedicated and energetic and really good at and very well suited in some ways for a transition into something that I can't plan. I haven't planned. I'm incredibly unprepared for, but know with every fabric that I know I need, is something that people are doing every day and they're doing successfully. And they are navigating those emotions and those expectations and all of those things. And I can do it too.
Yeah. Hell yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that takeaway. It's so helpful to like remember that we're not alone. We're not the only ones, and have that sense of like community and like uplifting feeling. Thanks, Sam. Layla, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Yes, thank you. So there was a lot. I've been really enjoying listening to everybody, and I think my biggest takeaways is like hearing about other people's experience and everybody's support and feedback with each other. Everybody's experience resonated with me with something that they shared, but I think what stood out to me the most was Emily and Paige. You know, Paige, you mentioned something about, I wrote it down, so I'm looking down, about, the path that you're taking, Paige, and how some people are, not understanding that you're like doing something that that you want to do, and I think that's so exciting going into the field that you're going into. And I can totally relate. People think I'm completely weird for what me and my husband are doing, but what we are doing is completely 100% true to ourselves. And the more that I feel like in general, the more that you just go into what you are doing that's true to yourself and that makes you happy, the less that chatter really gets to you. I definitely find it so valuable to be in this circle where people are just supporting each other through each other's goals and what you want to do. And the more I have something like this, the less I kind of listen to anything that doesn't support what we are doing. Of course, I take feedback, but you know, if someone says, "Oh, you can't do that," or "It's too late in life," you know, "Oh, that's not possible." Okay, no, I don't want to listen to that unless you're you know, willing to give something that's helpful. And then the second thing I want to mention is with Emily going through transitions after getting married and moving. I can totally relate. We had a huge move after we got married. I think you have such a cool perspective on being scared, but just excited and trusting the experience and being free of expectations. I think that's a great way to look into it because everything's kind of a fun surprise. And even the hard times are tough, but I think it's so good to just be free of expectations and just go with it, especially with such a big change. And I love what Sam said about, I wrote it down. I love, Sam, what you said about wake up every day with great anticipation and no expectation. I love that. So, but everyone, I think, had awesome things to share. So thank you for the things that you've been sharing. I learned a lot from everyone.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing those takeaways. Ashley, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm taking myself off mute. There were a couple of different things, but one, just because this is my first group call to join and stuff, and I'm just really glad that I chose you, Fauna, as a coach, and the fact that you have this community, you've built this community, because obviously you've talked to different coaches when you're interviewing to figure out who, and I'm just really glad that I ended up going with you, not only for all of your other things, but also for this community here, because it has, even through this one call, has been immensely helpful, and just knowing that there are other people out there who are going through similar things, and that you guys are all also a resource, and, you know, whether it's on the Facebook page or whatever, or here on these calls, is just been, it's great. It's just made... just validated all my experience, all my decisions so far with this entire process. So that's one of them. And the other one is when Sam at the beginning was sharing, like, kind of why she quit her job in the first place, and the whole, you know, I really related with the high stress and the craziness and the toxic work environment. My current job that I've been in for about a year is not as toxic, but my previous job was, and that's kind of what probably prompted me to get me to this place in the first place, and wanting to figure out what else I want to do and change my priorities on about life and all that. So it was just a good reminder, and again, validation for the fact that I do need to do this, and I can do this, and I will figure it out some way, somehow, but I will, what my next step is. So
yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your feedback and the value that you're experiencing around the group, and that you're, oh, by the way, here's my little guy. Thank you, Ashley. That honestly means the world to me. And that's why I put every drop of love, blood, sweat, tears, and passion into what I do, is to, you know, have that provide this value for you, all of you ladies. And so I'm so happy that you feel that way. Yay.
Yeah.
What's that?
That I am too. I the other option that I could have gone with didn't have this, and it's just everything worked out, so I'm glad.
Yay. Awesome. We're glad to have you. Yay. Paige, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Man, I have so many things going through my head. I'm trying to articulate this as best as possible. So one of the things I thought about was your alter ego. This is more of a small thing. With your Lady Gaga thing, I've always liked the idea of having an alter ego or just like some sort of like strength to draw from, you know, from something outside of yourself in that sense, or just some imaginary source, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the other day I actually got a What Would Dolly Do t-shirt, which Dolly Parton, because she is like the most iconic, just do whatever she wants kind of lady. And I just love that about her. So
that's awesome.
Think about her a little bit more. The other thing that I thought struck me a lot was just the idea of just all the changes that are just constantly going around all the time, every day, in every aspect and area of life, and to think that I've already been through so many changes in my life that it's really, it's not going to be any different than things I've, you know, I mean, it'll be different, but I guess it's like all kind of relative, you know, like change is change is change. Like I'm just going to be changing throughout my entire life. And it's just something that I'm going to have to get used to, you know? And it just made me think of the idea that, like, I heard this not too long ago about how every cell in our body basically regenerates every so many months or years. I don't want to get my science wrong here, but basically, you know, every part of you becomes a different cell. Everything changes internally, externally. And it just made me think of like the day that I decided to start this coaching, like I negated all the change that I'd made up to that point to make myself even want to do the coaching. And then from the coaching and beyond, all the change that sort of happened since, I mean, it's been at a much more rapid pace since I've met Fawn, which has been very overwhelming, but it is very exciting. It's liberating. It's made me feel feelings that I haven't felt in a long time, maybe if ever. There's just a lot I've been holding myself back from doing in terms of like making decisions for like my job and my career, and so much that I've let myself, you know, internalize, and I've held myself back, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm really trying to focus on the anticipation, like Sam said, just being excited and just waking up and just going out there and just figuring it out, you know, and just being excited about what I'm doing in the meantime. And when I hit a bump in the road, just taking everything I've learned and just trying to apply it to that. And just, I know that for the rest of my life, now that I have these tools, I'll always be able to encounter anything, to be honest. It's filled me with a lot of confidence, I'll say that.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Paige. That was beautiful. Yeah, what would Dolly do? That's so great. Jessica actually posted a Dolly Parton clip in the Facebook group like 4 or 5 months ago, and it is so awesome. So anyone who wants to get like super inspired to be yourself and give zero fucks about what the world thinks, go ahead and watch that video because it's great. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm losing track for a second. Tiffany, would you be willing to share a takeaway? It's your first call.
Okay, guys, since it's my first call, there's a lot to absorb. But I would say some of my biggest takeaways were, first of all, just like this, having this community, because I think a lot of you can probably relate to people in your life being like, you know, well, this is good, this is going good for you. Like, I'm from the outside looking in, it's easier to be like, why are you changing these things, maybe? And it's helpful to hear all of your stories and see, like, everyone's in different places and everyone has their own different things they're going through, but it's similar in so many ways. And, like, you know, like, Kim, it's awesome that you've been working with Fawn for so long and, like, you're starting your own life coaching thing now. Like, that's really cool and inspiring to see. And just to hear where everyone's at is super, super inspiring for me, like just first call, being introduced to all of this. And also I really liked what you said, and I heard this a while ago too and forgot about it, but the butterfly caterpillar thing, because it's just a good reminder that like change is like ugly and messy and you're just like a pile of goo in a cocoon sometimes, and it's like, that's okay. I gotta remember that, like, that's okay, because it isn't always pretty, and it's like, you know, you go through some tough stuff, and yeah, it's just, and it's helpful to remember that and like be a little like forgiving and like gentle on myself with like, because I usually up and like I gotta be tougher, and that's not always the case. So yeah, and just thank you all for sharing your stories. I was so sad because I got kicked off the app and had to restart my computer. So Paige, I totally missed yours, but I'm glad it's recorded because I'm definitely going to go back and listen so I can be filled in. But yeah, it's just thank you all for sharing and being like so open and honest too. So,
yeah. Yay. Yay. Thank you for your sharing all of that. And we're so happy to have you here. Like this is, yeah, I'm so excited. Kim, we've got Paige, Kim, and Emily, is that right? I don't know if I'm losing track. Okay. Kim, would you be willing to share your takeaway?
Yes. First of all, I am so excited about the vulnerability of everybody. Like, it just was so great because some of us who have been on the call for so long and then the new people just jumped right in. I was like, oh my God, they're like really sharing from the heart. But Fawn does that to people, so I totally get it. She does not let you just surface stuff. Because so. I tried. It did not work. But so it was great to have everybody together. And it's just really, you know, like Tiffany just said, when you come into something so new and we're from all over the world, and to be able to share some things with you guys that I don't share to my closest friends is so great. I appreciate that. But some things that people said, Tiffany, and the trust yourself. As soon as you said that, like, I so was inspired to jot down a couple of things that I've been working on. It just really got me thinking that I really need to trust myself more. Like, I know more than I think. I'm stronger than I think. So thank you for that. And I think all of us just, you know, everything we were talking about today really has to do with just trusting ourselves and knowing that, like Paige said, we're going to go through many other transitions and we can do it. So, you know, that was great. And of course, Sam, TED Talk Sam, that's going to be his name. Great anticipation, no expectation. I know everybody said that, but I did that. It was like, oh my gosh, okay. And the butterfly thing, today I was doing my logo and I found so many things on Canva, like we talked about, and I was thinking about changing my butterfly idea. But then when we started talking, I was like, nope, I'm going to find it. I don't care. I'm going to find it. So thank you.
Yay. Awesome. Love it. Love it. Thanks, Kim. Yeah. It's like, Emily's Berkeley rock, right? It's like, I think I'm going to pay attention to these signs. Yeah. Okay. Emily, I'm so sorry. I'm losing track here. Whoever hasn't shared a takeaway. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I think my first thing is that I'm just so grateful, for this, and so grateful for like, not trying to like take ownership here, but grateful for listening to myself when I said I needed this, and like myself that, and almost like just making a spontaneous, it was like definitely premeditated, but I think that's like fully committing, you know, choosing yourself, and like almost that alter ego, like Fawn was saying earlier, like Lady Gaga just like fucking chose herself. Like, she's just like, yep, this is me and I'm doing it. And like, no fucks given, no apologies, you know? And I think the more I adopt that mindset, the more it actually, like, I become more humble and more grateful and for what I have. And so I'm just like, really grateful for the space, because I think probably all of us came into here like tonight thinking that we were like all going through something that was like tough, and we all are going through tough challenges, but it's a really great reminder to know that we're all doing it together and that we're not alone. And I really appreciate the feeling of not feeling alone in it, and like the opportunity to be vulnerable in a shared space that is
so accepting of everybody's journey, you know, and so non-judgmental as well. So yeah, just a lot of gratitude for that. But I'm also really excited about some of the tips that Fawn, you had. You know, I think I know intuitively I need to like pick this shit out and like put it around and like, but like being reminded that is good. And also being reminded in very practical ways that like, we're all doing this work all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we just keep trusting yourself. We're all doing it. You know, like we don't have to get caught up in all of the drama of it all of the time, you know, when we're kind of second guessing ourselves all of the time.
Right.
We're doing it, you know, we're doing the work. So we're here right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing all of that. And again, the value of the community in a non-judgmental space and being able to come together and like not hear someone say like, oh, you're crazy, like you need to go for the higher paying job or like stay where you're at, you know. It's like, it's, I'm so grateful that all of you are showing up with this like openness to following your truth and breaking away from the herd or breaking away from, you know, whatever the path is. So thanks everyone. Did I skip over anybody in terms of takeaways? I want to make sure that he's had a voice. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. I got confused between the activity and the takeaways. all right, everybody. Thank you all so much. Huge group hug. Love, so much love to all of you. I'm so proud of you. We are in this together. And please, please utilize the Facebook group. Like keep us posted, like what's going on, what's coming up, challenges, celebrations. Like, has anybody gone through this? Or like, I'm going through this. Here's what I've learned. You know, this is the value of community, is that we can learn from each other and support each other. We're not alone. So plug for that. Awesome. All right, ladies. Thank you all so much. Have a lovely evening and morning, Layla.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody. Ciao.